on the air on this Wednesday, very cold Wednesday, January 26th, 22. You don't enjoy this? No, it's a heat wave here in Marion, Ohio, 15 minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. 6 degrees here in Marion, according to Glenn's trusty phone. Phone lines, again, remain open. If you haven't been able to get in, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. Well, we talked about our medicals. What else are we going
to
do?
Did Adam tell us it was going to get down to -3 today?
You know, I don't know what Adam does, but I will say this. Now, Adam on Monday came in and he did his show, Stump the DJ, to give away a $30 gift card to the Coney place downtown.
Yeah.
Now, last week he had some issues giving away the card, but I think this Monday it went over better, but the first caller stumped it. I hadn't heard the show till yesterday. I did hear the show yesterday when I was driving to school. So the first caller stumped him. And then the second caller, who wanted to do 90s music, stumped him. So he was kind of stumped.
He was.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, this is the last time I'm going to butt in on you, but I have to get this out. You know, as much as I like the outdoors, I enjoy the indoors as much as that, as I can listen to you and comment. But when the weather gets nice, the only thing nice about that radio station is that it's no other radio station. And you tell me, Glenn or Scott, am I right or wrong, that it's got the recordings. And what a beneficial thing you got. Situations come up, and you can do that with that recording, and I think it's a great thing. But when the nice weather comes, my heart has to point and my mind to the outdoors. And if it wasn't for the replays, you know, I don't know what I'd do. But I've got a good thing. And you know, I don't have to go to Florida either, because I can come in with my index finger and thumb, and the thermostat right there, I leave it on about one, and there it is. 4 degrees out, and it's 72 here in Marion, Ohio.
And look out the front window. It's beautiful. It's beautiful out there. Yeah.
72 degrees right here. And, you know, every 6 months, I can take the vacation. That's what I do in the wintertime.
Good.
I don't do too much activity anymore. I used to hunt and stuff, and ice fish and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But this is my vacation now after this. So I just thought I'd throw that in for a little giggle.
Cool.
Go ahead. Let's see if what
did
that say about Adam there?
What? Oh, yeah, I was talking about the show. He got stumped right off the bat the other day and had to give away the gift card.
Oh, yeah, and that fella's supposed to call back when he gets time to get up there and get it and sample the food on, but like to hear. And the nice thing about the radio station, we hear the comment on that.
That's right, and also, then I believe it was Sarah who called in, if I remember right, and she stumped Adam as well. So I felt bad that you know, Stump the DJ was getting stumped all the time.
Did he have two cards?
Well, you know what, the old saying is, if you don't brag about yourself, nobody else is going to.
Well, that's true.
And he kind of bragged a little loud and clear, and there were some others out there that, and Adam appreciated it too, don't get me wrong. He loved to see if somebody could stump him, and he said, you know, this Marion station here, there's a lot of people that knows a little bit of something about a whole lot of...
Yeah.
And I don't say a whole lot of nothing. I say a whole lot of everything, you know. But, yeah, that's enjoyable. I'll get off of here and listen to you, Scott.
Hey, so, thank you.
Save you, Glenn. You have a good thing.
You too.
With the doc, okay?
Okay, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, they kind of took him to the woodshed on that, is what I thought. And I'm glad that Scott, one of our listeners, I believe Gaelic, it was the name. I have the name here. Yeah, Scott Gaelic got the gift card. So
excellent.
He'll report back once he gets over there, and he'll be able to take his home family on $30. And Ralph, I believe, was in here and picked up his San Sodas, so Ralph will have to let us know how his trip to San Sodas goes.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to go to both of those places. I have not been to either one of them yet.
No, I've been to San Sodas, but I have not been to the Coney place. 740-383-9944 if there's anything you'd like to say. But on the replays, I do think we're the only station that does replays. And it's funny because sometimes people will complain because they say, well, you know, you're replaying that show too much. But the truth is, and it was early on in the station, I realized people who work at Whirlpool, people who do things during the day in the summer, who aren't
shift,
yeah, who aren't next to your aren't next to the radio when you're live, they do like to listen to the shows at night.
Yeah, and I remember when I first started listening to the station, you had Phyllis Diller on. It seemed like every hour.
Yeah, you played her every hour.
But you know, it didn't bother me that much. Because there is so much live radio that we do that, you know, you wait an hour and you'll hear something live, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's only really right now four or five shows that are in the constant repeat, and they're the Madge Cooper story, Phyllis Diller.
Charlie,
the Charlie story, and, Craig Shermer, Mrs. Florence Harding, the Florence Harding story.
Okay.
So those are the only things that are in constant replay. The rest of the stuff is in flux by the week at this particular point.
Yeah. Now, does the computer make those choices, or do you...
Yeah, no, the computer, there are a few things that are scheduled to play, but very few.
Yeah, like we know that right after my show's off,
Charlie plays. We're going
on to Charlie.
Yeah, yeah, Charlie's replays play at 7 in the morning, 1 in the afternoon, and 7 at night.
Yeah.
So those are scheduled. But outside of that, some church services are scheduled to play. I can't really... I think Pastor Whitaker's show is scheduled to play at a certain time, Sunday and Wednesday.
His replay. Yeah.
But outside of that, I don't think there are any scheduled replays, as I should say. So the computer picks everything else. It is not me sitting at home or anybody else doing that.
Yeah, so... You'll get a variety of things.
You certainly shall. Give us a call if you have anything to say, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Anything on your mind this morning? Now, we did have a conversation during my show this morning about this microchip factory.
Yeah, yeah, coming to...
excuse me.
Where is it? It's coming to down there just outside of Columbus. Guyana, is that where
it's on the outskirts?
Yeah,
I think so. So what do you make of it? That was the question this morning, that maybe people aren't talking enough about it, the good news of it.
Well, I think people have been burned. So on a lot of these big announcements, 10,000 people coming to blank location, and then at the time that it's supposed to open, oh, we're delaying it 3 months, and 3 months later they find out they've left town. So I think a lot of people are a little bit skeptical, let's say.
Is it a political thing? Because
Well,
for who, though?
Well, I would say that everybody who has anything to do with it is going to take credit for it. It's much like the bill that was passed for infrastructure. Now everybody and his brother that voted against it is saying, well, look what I brought. You know, so, yeah, it's all going to be used as politics.
But who's in on these meetings? When you're bringing a factory like that to Ohio...
Well, Chamber of Commerce, probably. And you're going to have, you know, that big of... I think it's... They're thinking about 10,000 employees, something like that. They're going to have the governor, I'm sure, or the governor's number one person. They're also going to have development people in there. It's very important for this state to grow.
Now, should the governor get credit? That was a question this morning.
He's always going to, so.
Well, do they? I don't know if they do or not. You know, I think that with an election coming up and a primary for Mike DeWine in May, I don't know that he got a whole lot of press out of this for a day or two.
I'm sure that he's going to take credit for it, and his opponent, what's his name?
Renacci
is going to say he didn't have anything to do with it. So, you know, if you believe, just be skeptical. Anything any of those guys tell you, especially nowadays, it used to be there were some honest politicians. I'm struggling to find one now. So,
well, it's nice to see business. coming in.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I don't think anybody can be negative about that, but I don't know if there's any politics behind it, really.
The nice thing about it is they're going to do microchips, and that's one of the areas the United States has sorely fallen out of. And so that's going to be good for the United States, let alone Ohio.
You know, I have a question. I want to go back to this anchor people.
Yeah.
And how they look. To me, in Columbus, it has always been Channel 10 usually does the best in the ratings.
That's because their signal is better.
Well, there's that. And Channel 4 has sometimes done the best, but they're usually right behind them. Mm-hmm. And then Channel 6 has always been usually far, far behind. Now, I did notice the other day, driving down 95, did anybody notice this, that there is a billboard in Marion, Ohio for WCMH. Colleen Marshall and that guy, who's her co-anchor, who I can't think of his name. But there's the big billboard on 95, which is probably one of the most expensive billboards.
Outside of 23 or inside 23? Around,
over there by Marion Catholic.
Oh, okay.
So a lot of, and it's not a digital, it's one of those billboards that's up there, but it's for Channel 4. And I thought, isn't that interesting that clearly somebody from Channel 4, the people who own them or the marketing people, came to Marion, Ohio and bought a billboard to try to get, obviously, ratings up in this community. I've never seen that for a Columbus station.
You know what's really interesting? I had known about that sign, but in the last week, I've been getting Channel 4 a lot more often. I wonder if maybe they've adjusted their antenna to point this direction a little bit more, or maybe bumped it up a little bit. I don't know.
Well, I did not realize. You know, last year I went down and interviewed Colleen Marshall in October, interviewed Jim Ganahl. I think both were in October.
And yeah, I think they were.
When I interviewed Colleen Marshall, there was a backlash. I remember putting that on Facebook, and several people said, I will not listen to that interview, so on and so forth, that she's, I think, insinuating that she had a bias. But when I did Jim Ganahl, I don't remember any negative feedback. As a matter of fact, I remember people being very positive when it came to Jim Ganahl. And I was kind of surprised, not that people wouldn't be positive to Jim Ganahl, but I was surprised that there was this backlash in a way to Colleen Marshall, because I never thought of local anchors having any kind of a backlash.
I'm trying to figure out what her bias would be. I don't recall seeing any. Now, maybe she's a lib, I'm doing air quotes on that, and maybe that's why I didn't notice it, but I don't know if that's what they're thinking. Do you know if they assume that she's
I'm not really sure what the bias is on Colleen Marshall, but I will say that watching Columbus News for a long time, I don't know of anybody who has the gravitas that Colleen Marshall has at this point.
I agree with that, yeah.
I mean, I think she conducts a very good interview, and I think she has very good guests.
Not sensational at all.
No. Yeah. I think she's very, very tight with her interviews and her news stories, so I was kind of shocked that there was a backlash against her, and it falls into that category to me of, I never remember local anchors getting labeled like that. And I also never remember, same thing with city councils becoming so political. I don't remember either one of these things, but now apparently it's a thing.
Huh.
Go ahead, caller.
Hello?
Yeah, Scott, here I go again. You hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
I can hear you.
When Glenn was speaking there, and I listen to some of that stuff on TV. I only watch the national news there, and at 6 o'clock or 6:30 in Jeopardy. And I'll get back to Jeopardy in a minute. But when Glenn, you said something about the so many jobs. I think that I heard correctly. I don't want to listen close to that. First of all, that was stated at, and you didn't have nothing to do with this. My wife asked me. She said, 20 million. I said, no, honey, that's 20 billion with a B. They got to learn that million is an antique in money. billion and trillion. And so that billion, and when I listen to that, I listen to it very closely. I think it's bringing 600 jobs to that area of that chip factory, or whatever we may call it.
Okay.
And I think the other job is, and I thought I heard it very distinctively, the people involved in the construction that they bring in to do that job also.
So I'm sure
total up. But I think it's 600 new employees, and that can rise or decrease. Yeah.
Sure.
But the advertisement there from the media there, that that's what it was. If you had to kind of listen close to that million and billion, I just like to hear them say M and B. They're using letters and codes like that throughout everything. And older like I am, I thought, well, that'd been nice when I was in school. I could have spelt some words just with some letters, you know, and had it, and really had to spell it right, but I didn't. I left the letter out, and that's all wrong. You got it.
Well, you're absolutely right, and I was talking about the total number of jobs that supposedly will come to the community. And you're right; it was 600 and some individual jobs.
Your phrase was, "They come and go."
Yeah.
Do you mean the workforce?
Yeah.
They come in and then they leave, and then there's only 600. I understand that then.
Yeah.
Is that what you meant?
Yeah, that's what I meant. I'm sorry.
Okay. see, I just meant the other way. Sometimes the trickery and stuff in advertisement and stuff is terrible.
Oh, absolutely.
Hey, you just stumped Glenn. You might win some food or something.
How's that, Scott? How's that, Scott?
I said you just stumped Glenn. You might win some food or something.
You know what? I think Glenn's got deep pockets, don't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's got all that money.
I'm a Social Security benefactor.
Hey, man, I think Scott's got deep pockets.
Oh,
how
of course he does.
How does he get all these elaborate meals and stuff delivered to him and everything like that? Does he tip very good, I wonder?
I don't think he tips at all.
I'm a sharp tipper. I'm a sharp tipper at these places.
And I have to address these questions to you because you're coming there on the relief on the anchor, co-anchor, whatever. But it's your show, but he's directing it for a while, and then you and the doctor will get in there and help you. You guys will run the show then, won't you?
Tony Pacas has sent a message to me that they don't want him coming back.
Well, they love me at Tony Pacas. They love me up at the hot dog paradise.
Well, they do?
Oh, yeah, they love me up there.
Yeah. Hey, Scott, on that Plymouth, town of Plymouth, that's 98 out of Bruceyrus. And take 98 and you'll run into Plymouth. Now, that's a little short trip. And you know what? I just looked at the pumps this morning. They popped the baby up to $3.15 here in Marion. It was below $3. And this way, you and Angie can make that short trip, and then you guys still have money to come back and forth to work, see? Or you make that Toledo trip, boy. That old tank's got his tongue hanging out when it comes back.
I was actually talking to Angie about that last night, and I think there's a good chance that we might be heading over to Plymouth this coming weekend to check out this place.
Well, I hope it's all right, because there's a lot of places I talk about, and that's in all our years of travel. My goodness gracious. Like I say, I'm not bragging. We're all over the United States, except for four states, and drive those. One week we was in on nine different jets, and I told Carol, I said, now look, here. I said, now this is the way the movie stars operate. And we flew and took off, landed, took off, landed, took off in nine different jets in a week's time. And boy, that was kind of fun. But some of those, the ticket might, let's just say, for instance, the ticket might be $300, but we had to change planes different where. But that was absolutely fabulous. I remember we flew out to Tucson, then we got out of Tucson Airport, we flew up to Los Angeles, and then Los Angeles, we flew down along the coast here of California to San Diego, and looking into those huge cliffs and stuff along there, California, oh my goodness, the elaborate
looking
places and stuff. And when we landed down there in L.A., we come down there, and I told people, we flew into skyscrapers. This is before 9/11, and I'm telling you, I could actually see people in the business,
that's
in the high-rise offices and stuff. You could see people, And I thought to myself, you know, I'm never going to get this to believe that. And so I didn't have no camera. You wouldn't go take that. It was just a flying down there, and they went right down through the in through the Los Angeles area like that. And when I was down there, there was a postcard and had the exact picture of this plane and the skyscrapers, how they come into Los Angeles, California. Whether they still do it, I bet you 100 to 1 they do. But I don't know if any listeners ever had that experience and stuff, but I did, and it was terrific. That was the last year we got to San Diego. We took a trolley car and went from San Diego down to Tijuana. That was a really new setup on a trolley car. And that was a good experience. But while we was in San Diego, I was up there in the apartment room about 3 stories up, and I could look down at the naval base, and here come one of those U.S. destroyers in. And I told Carol, I said, come here, hurry, get over here. And I looked, and that thing looked like it was raising out of the ocean there, in which it was getting closer and closer. And what a magnificent sight. But that was the last year. I think that was 87 or something. Well, 30-some years ago, that's the last time Carol walked, was from the United States into Mexico and back. So that was... Bye.
We might have. All right. Well, hey, phone lines are open. If you have anything to say, we do love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open 36 minutes past the hour. Anything on your mind? If the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. Keep on calling back.
I'm sorry.
No, my end point on this is I really don't remember local anchors getting so much flack or... city council members. But, hey, maybe it's a new world.
I understand city council members. I don't understand why they would give... because most anchors are reading off a cue card anyway. But, hey, I did find there are 2 places, one on Central Avenue and the other on London Road, both in Delaware, where the price of gas is $1.95.
Not bad.
$2.95, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, that chip plant sounds nice, but I just... wonder whether we're going to be able to compete, if that thing's going to be able to last.
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah,
That's the reason why they're made over there anyhow.
That's right.
Is because we can't compete.
Let's hope we can.
And, you know, their technology in that area is so much more because we haven't, you know, done hardly any of that over here.
Right, we were counting on China to provide us with all that. Yeah.
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 Well, hopefully it turns out well for us, but I guess only time will tell that story.
Yeah.
You know, you're talking about shows repeating. Mrs. Harding was on the radio last night.
Did you catch her again?
Yeah. And so I turned it back off. 2 hours later, I'm listening. I turn it back on. Guess who's on there again?
Mrs. Harding.
Yep, Mrs. Harding again. 2 hours later.
I'll tell you what. Is anybody more versed in Marion than Florence Harding at this point than you?
Well, I don't listen to it. So.
Well, you listened to it the first time, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you know all about Flo now, don't you?
Well, yeah.
I sat next to her at the dinner the other night, yeah.
A very complicated woman.
Yes, she is.
I'd like to hear Mr. Harding again, but I don't ever seem to play.
We'll have to pop him up at some point.
You know, the previous caller, you hear that noise in the background?
Which noise? Yeah, that, yeah. his face is touching the buttons, I think.
Yeah, he has a tendency to push those buttons.
When he's smiling, that pushes the button. That's what I'm counting on.
Could be. is that a problem for you?
No, I just wondered why he pushes the button.
So, and you called him the other day and stumped Adam. I mean, 3 people stumped him, didn't they?
No, I didn't stump him.
Oh, okay. But I remember the first caller did. I remember Sarah called in, and I think she stumped him on some 90s music. And then I think there was a 3rd caller who also got in, but I don't remember who it was.
I'm going to have to think of another nickname for him since he's getting stumped.
He
thought he was Mr. You know it all on that.
Not Adam.
The windpipe was stumped. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
All right, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, 39 minutes past the hour. If you've been trying to get in and have not been able to, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying, and that's what the busy signal means, 740-383-9944. The chip factory is an interesting subject. Yeah. Florence Harding, I don't know. Maybe she's on here quite a bit. Yeah. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah, what are you talking about? Your new show that you're going to talk about.
What show?
Yeah, your new show. It's on at 5 o'clock.
Oh, the show with no name?
Yeah.
Yeah, I told him to rename that Live at 5. Give me a second here, Bob, and I'll get into it. All right, thanks, Bob. Yeah, there's a show on here now at 5 o'clock every day with Pastor Craig and Terry Tackett and Nate Redman. And it was told to me that it's called The Show With No Name. And I said, well, I think that's hard to promote. Check out The Show With No Name. So I said, why don't you call it Live at 5? That will tell you everything.
That sounds like a news show that I used to watch on local news.
Well, it could be a news show. I've never heard this show, and apparently they talk about a variety of things. So I think Live at 5 fits it very well.
What's our show called? On the Air.
And we are on the air.
Which is much like Live at 5.
Live at 5.
And if they're kind of stealing our format.
Well, what I have said is tonight I told Pastor Craig that I think one of the subjects should be on this show with no name is that they should tender the suggestion that the show be changed to Live at 5, the name.
I like that.
I bet you Terry and Nate might fight that.
You thought of it.
Right, because I think if a listener suggested it, they'd be all over it.
Yeah.
Now, maybe Nate wouldn't. Now, I don't know. Nate might not be cantankerous in it, but I think Terry came up with the show with no name, so he might be a little cantankerous in changing the name.
Nate seems to be more of a level-headed gentleman.
Well, I know Pastor Craig liked the title.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so
he is level-headed.
Right, and I can think that he and Nate might get together on this, but I can see Terry being a little cantankerous on this whole thing.
Well, Terry can be cantankerous about a lot of stuff.
So what do you think? Do you think it should be The Show With No Name or Live at 5? Does anybody have an opinion? 740-383-9944. It will be on today at 5:15 following Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman and the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon. It's squeezed right in there. Trinity Baptist Church is at 6:15.
I'm going to go against you and say the show with no name.
You would. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I had to call back in. I'm glad the listener said that. My wife told me she heard that clicking noise. It's one of the phones that I pick up, and I'm not going to use it. I'm going to put the red tape around that one. But as far as Terry getting mad, my God, he don't even know when he goes to a motel and going to go swimming. He don't even take any swimming trunks. Come on, Bobby.
He likes to swim in the pool.
Wait a second. There was a piece of information there. So where does he want swimming trunks from if he goes to the hotel and doesn't bring any swimming trunks?
He goes buff.
Well, no wonder they won't let him in those hotels.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Wait, I didn't hear about this.
Need pictures.
No, we don't. We don't need those kind of pictures. So Terry was upset last week on the Live at 5 show that you have to bring your own swimming trunks to a hotel pool?
Yeah, you'd think you could put a buck in one of their vending machines and get a pair of paper swimming trunks.
Isn't this common knowledge?
I would think so.
I mean, that's a complaint that you would have, that you have to bring your own swimming trunks?
I think Terry should do what I do.
What do they want, like bowling shoes? Like used swimming trunks? I don't quite understand. Go ahead, caller.
All right, guys. I'm going to stick up for Adam.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
I'm turning it off now.
Well, first time for everything.
Go for it.
I know you can't know everything, and Adam was having an off day. I'm sure the next time he does bump the DJ, he will do 100%.
He will.
You think?
He will.
If I ask him a question, to which I have another question, but I'd almost bet he'd know it.
So you're going to pitch him a softball to build him back up?
Oh, yeah.
Well, this isn't really a softball. I had to look this up.
Okay. Well, we'll see. What do you think about Live at 5 versus the show with no name?
Yeah, Live at 5 makes it sound more like a news program.
That's what I thought, yeah. I agree with you.
Maybe it should be that.
Maybe they should call it Three Guys Talking.
Well, did you hear this conversation about Terry and no complaining about bringing swimming trunks to a hotel swimming pool?
No, I missed that.
Yeah. I'm glad I missed that, too.
I kind of wish I had missed, but I'd have liked to heard that, but no, I missed that.
Well, maybe it'll come back up today.
No, it could be.
Hey, thank you.
If you guys want to put new stuff into the rotation, why don't you put that guy that portrayed Mr. Hardy and Kazoo guy.
Oh, yeah, that was a real good show.
Yeah, that was a good show. I'd like to hear that one again.
I'll see if I can get that up.
Good.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Excellent.
All right. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. And as I said earlier, if I'm ever out some morning, well, hey, maybe that's a show I can replay.
Yeah, I'd like to hear that one.
People enjoyed that one. That was a good morning.
Yeah,
President Harding and Kazoo Man.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, caller.
Yes, want me to repeat that? Maybe I got that all fouled up, but I know exactly what he said. Terry, he come up to Marion, and he was just going to relax a couple of days. You hear me okay on this phone?
Gotcha. Yeah, yeah.
And he was there, and he was going to go swimming. So he got into his suitcase, and daggone it, he forgot his swim trunks. And so anyhow, he went down to the swimming pool or something like that, and he was going to, he went somewhere and got swimming trunks right around the area there, or something close to swimming trunks to allow him to get in the pool. And after he went to that great trouble, he went over to the pool, and he put his toe in the pool, and wow, ice cold water.
Oof.
And he made a little complaint. He said, man, he said, that water. Oh, the woman said, yeah. She said, we're having trouble with the heater for the water we do there. So poor Terry, he had a good time, he said, but he just went swimming, was going to go swimming, didn't have any swim trunks, so he went and got it. And then he was going to go in the pool, and the pool had no heater. Now, that's a lose-lose right there. Hey, I'll tell you one quick one about the woman and the guy. This guy, he was going on a fishing trip, and so his wife was packing the clothes and stuff, and he already took the suitcase out and stuff, and there his tackle box and stuff was there. So she put his underwear in the tackle box, and so he come back from the trip, and this is, imagine, you let your mind wander. And he said, hey, he said, daggone it, you was packing my suitcase and stuff and everything, but I didn't have no underwear. And she said, did you go fishing? He said, yeah, sure did. Fished every day and a long hours out there on the lake. And she said, you know what, that's funny, honey. I put those in your towel box. So you take what it's worth, okay?
I gotcha. Thank you. Well, now, okay, so the story is that Terry got a room in a hotel in Marion. That's where I'd come to spend my vacation.
Yeah,
you come to Marion, he gets a hotel because he wants to go swimming. He realizes he doesn't have any swimming trunks. So he goes to a store and buys some swimming trunks and then finds out the water's too cold and this is a problem.
One would have, I guess you don't expect the water to be cold, so you don't stick your little pinky in to figure it out. But
go ahead, caller.
That is me. The previous caller, when he calls his phone, I beep.
Yeah,
I think he's hitting the dial pad.
With his cheek, yeah.
Oh, first I thought it was my radio, but then nobody else doesn't beep, so I didn't know what it was. Okay,
no,
I didn't know.
Well, you've gotten used to it.
He puts the phone up, it's just
trying to call him and it beeped or what?
No,
okay. No.
It's his cheek against the buttons.
Did the story get straightened out for you earlier between Bob Nunley and myself?
Yeah, because when you were talking, I thought it was you, and then you were talking about Bob Nunley, and I thought, well, Bob Nunley has put this out there, Scott is saying it for him.
I
thought it was just one thing, and first I thought it was you, and then when you said Bob Nunley, I thought, well, it's Bob Nunley, and he's, and I couldn't figure out like the shows and stuff. That it didn't make sense, so that's why I called, and then I figured it out. So
all right,
well,
I'm glad we're straightened out.
Okay, goodbye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. 49 minutes past the hour. And
are you befuddled this morning? I seem to be befuddled.
I tell you, this has been one of the weirdest hours I can remember in a long
time.
We're
all over the place.
I'm still... So Terry was all beefed up. Because he had to go buy shorts? I mean, what are they supposed to do at
Terry
this point?
Terry is nothing if not beefed up.
Well, beefed up. I'm not going to touch it. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I got a question.
Oh, go right ahead.
We used to hear so much from Sean, and we don't really hear too much from Sean anymore. What's the problem with that?
Well, he's around, as far as I know.
Yeah,
you point that out every time he's on your show.
he came to our board meeting last week.
Yeah.
Well, that's all good and fine and well, but we never hear him on the radio anymore. You guys just always go back and forth, and I enjoyed your banter, but we don't ever hear much from him anymore.
I guess the duct tape that Scott put on his mouth has done its job.
Oh, my goodness.
You have to.
I'm sorry.
Well, wouldn't you rather hear about Terry and his swimming trunk escapades?
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's entertaining, too. It just, for some time now, I've wondered why we don't hear much from Sean.
He doesn't get out of the house very much, I don't think. He's always invited to come over. I mean, he's never not invited.
We'd love to have him come in.
Sure.
Okay, I'll let somebody else get on here. I just sort of wondered where Sean's been hiding. That's all.
No, he's around. He's around.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Holy moly. Phone lines are open. 7-4.
I am more befuddled.
It's we'll answer your question, Days. Even if the answer's wrong, we'll answer them. 740-383-9944. You know, we do have a lot of diverse personalities here. Terry, Sean, Adam, Linda, you, me. Who else we got here? Who am I forgetting?
The two pastors,
sure. Nate. Forgetting Nate. I knew I was forgetting somebody. All righty, let's see if we have another call coming in here. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah?
Hello.
That guy that keeps calling in, no wonder nobody can get through to you, because he's on the phone all the time.
Well, hopefully we can work that out, Bob. Okay. Well, we'll work on it, Bob. Well, people like to talk, and my rule has always been that I don't think we should interrupt the caller, because, again, one of my favorite sayings is, I never learned anything when I was talking.
Right, and that's true.
I think a lot of times people are saying interesting things, and I like to hear it, and it lets me talk less.
One of the best talents any interviewer can have is good ears.
Well, yeah, have you ever noticed, I just don't like crosstalk. I've said this before, but somebody will start to talk, and they're ready to cut them off. You know, well, let me have it. They haven't even let them finish talking yet. You know, relax.
Well, that was one of your criticisms of me.
I never criticized you, Glenn. Well, that one time you showed up at the hotel without any swimming trunks, I didn't criticize you. But other than that, I've never known there to be a problem.
Everybody else applauded.
Oh, holy mackerel. Wait, bring your swimming trunks to the hotel. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I thought you might find it interesting where Terry got his swimming trunks.
Tell us.
Go ahead.
Yeah, well, he went down to the Goodwill to get himself some swimming trunks.
I love it.
Did they have his size down at the Goodwill?
Well, they must have, and the thing that was so entertaining is, I don't think he had any access to a washer or dryer.
Oh, no. Now, Nate, I know you're the nicest person in the world, but now be honest. When you're sitting here with Terry sometimes, don't you roll your eyes.
I'll tell you, he is one of the most incredibly entertaining people that I have ever met in my life.
Well, hey, Nate, coming up at 4 o'clock today, what's the giveaway?
I'm going to give away a $25 gift card to Applebee's.
Oh, ooh, that's great. That's good evening. Yeah. For. And with you and Pastor and Terry, what do you, Show with No Name, Live at 5, or some other name, what do you think? Are you stuck on this show with no name?
Just three guys.
Oh, no, I'm not stuck on any particular name. We can. I don't care what we call it. It doesn't matter to me. I just enjoy chatting, sitting around chatting with them about anything under the sun.
Well, maybe tonight ask Terry what he did with those swimming trunks afterwards. Did he return them to the Goodwill when he found out he couldn't use them?
And was he itching after he took them off?
Oh, Lord.
With no dryer or washer. Oh, me.
Hey, Nate, thanks for calling.
Okay, we'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye. Don't forget, Nate, hey, Applebee's, $25, 4 to 5 p.m.
Good.
Yeah, that's get in there
we
and get
can't
on
win
that.
That, though, can we?
No, we're not eligible for that. So now another piece of the puzzle. Terry went to the Goodwill and got his swimming trunks, and there was no washer or dryer.
Yeah.
Okay, here to four.
Have you ever put any clothes on from a shop like that without washing it?
Oh, no, no, no. Oh, but I also am not a snob to say that you don't buy clothes from those places.
Oh, no,
I think buying clothes is fine.
My wife has a lot of
things. Oh, absolutely. But I
definitely wash.
I think you would definitely wash them before you put them on.
Well, maybe the chlorine killed anything.
Well, he never got in. The water was too cold.
Too cold. But he had them on, I hope.
Oh, my. You know, I can just imagine the person working the hotel desk that day. They must have just been endlessly entertained.
They quit.
They're never to be seen from before. Phone lines are open again, 55 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And I bet, knowing Terry, that he was deadly serious about this. I bet he was deadly ticked off that they would not let him, you know, in the, or the water was cold or whatever it was, not thinking at all that the problem might actually lie in the swimming trunks.
I absolutely agree with you. I bet he was very serious about that.
I bet that was one heck of a vacation. You come to Marion, you get a hotel room, you go down to the pool, you realize you don't have your swimming trunks, you run down to the Goodwill, you get a pair of swimming trunks, you bring them back, the water's too cold. What did he do the rest of the weekend?
Itched.
What is his gripe, though? Is his gripe that the water was cold, or his gripe that he had to buy swimming trunks?
Well, why would he expect there to be swimming
That's
trunks?
That's what I'm saying. I don't understand any of this. None of this makes any sense to me.
I don't understand either. But I don't understand Terry half the time. So.
Well, maybe he and Adam can get together at a hotel.
Oh,
and,
boy, that would be confusing.
Well, I know Adam likes to stay at hotels, so they could get a room together and go down to the pool and have fun.
Being in athletics for 18 years like I was, the next hotel I go into will be way too soon.
Well, hotels to me, I mean, it's okay when you first get in there and you say, oh, okay, what's in the hotel room? I like to do that. But after that, it's a hotel room.
Yeah, and they all look alike.
They all look alike. All right, telephone lines are open, 57 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. Whole day of programming still to come here. We've got Progressive Life coming up next, 12 to 1. Then we've got Offbeat News and Trivia, 4 to 5, with a $25 gift card to Applebee's. We've got the show with no name, which could be changed today to Live at 5, 5 to 6, and Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6 to 7. Why does Live at 5 denote a news show?
I think that says
news?
I think there was a show called Live at 5, a news show.
Maybe, but I just think Live at 5 is a... It basically tells you what the show is. It's live, and it's at 5.
Yeah. I like the one, Just Three Guys.
But what if a fourth guy shows up?
Just four guys.
Well, you can't change the title.
Oh, heck yes, you can.
No, you got to have a title. See, but now try to promote. Now, you've promoted radio shows. Try to promote the show with no name.
Oh, I think it's very promotable.
Well, go ahead.
The show with no name.
No, but say what time it's on at 5 today, right?
Well,
here
I mean, it's on at 5, if the show with no name. And
now, see how weak that is?
It's no people say, "Well, what? Live at 5?
No, you do. Hey, 5:15 to 6 p.m. right here on this station today, live at 5. Don't
but it's
miss
not
that.
Live at 5. It's
it
live
is live
at 5:15.
Yeah, but it's live at 5:15. People get what we're doing here. Holy Moses, 58 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. Anything on your mind if you've been trying to get in? And we've had a pretty fair amount of calls here.
Yeah.
Give us a buzz if it's ringing busy. 740-383-9944. I know that Nate and the pastor are sitting there with Terry at some point rolling their eyes.
It wouldn't surprise me at all.
But not at all. Not at all.
And the sharpest bulb in that whole batch is the pastor.
Well, what's coming up with you and old Dr. Feynman in the shower?
Sharp bulbs. Yeah,
sharp bulbs.
We're going to talk about the Ukrainian crisis. We're going to talk about Biden basically using a vulgar term to you know, talk about a Fox reporter.
Yeah, why did he do that?
I think he just got caught. He didn't know the mic was hot. And, you know, you and I, if the mic's hot, we kind of guard ourselves. But if it's not...
I'll tell you a funny story. When I came in this morning, obviously I'm here alone, but somebody had left the microphones on yesterday.
Oh, my.
Thank goodness I noticed it.
Yes, absolutely.
I don't think that's appropriate, though, to use that. He should know better.
Well, I don't think he really... Well, I don't know. It was a Fox reporter. That's all I got.
Go ahead, caller.
I'd like to squeeze this in, get this settled in our household with these phones. I'm not going to touch nothing. I'm in a room without a radio close to the phone. Now, how does this sound? Is there any beeping or not?
Yeah, occasionally. But you know what you might do is put it on a speakerphone, and then
that's
you won't have
I
to...
That's why I got it on speakerphone. Okay. Say, the best guy that does that is Pastor Craig. He done a blow of a blow. He asked those questions to Terry. He said, "Now listen, let me get this straight." And I can remember it was real comical. Pastor Craig, you went to a hotel and you're just gonna relax and go swimming and stuff. And then you found out you didn't have swim trunks. And then you had to go that. Get Pastor Craig to repeat that. Is their show repeatable? Do you?
It does repeat. But my question is, was Terry deadly serious about this problem?
Well, he was kind of disappointed, but towards the end he said he had a wonderful time.
Oh, well, good for him.
I'm glad he had a wonderful time.
On after that, you know, Pastor Craig, I think, asking me, he said, is this a story about you going to a motel? Now, is this legit to say on the radio or something like that? And they all laughed and stuff. So there was kidding going on with that, but Jerry was dead serious about it. He forgot to
I bet he was
and
dead
he went
serious.
Down there and put his foot in the water, and he thought, "Man, this thing's ice cold." And the woman said, "Oh, I'm sorry, but we had trouble with our heater. You know, they always blame something on COVID or the weather or this, but their heater wasn't no good in this nice motel here in Marion."
Yeah.
That's showbiz, Terry. That's showbiz.
You win some, you lose some.
Okay, guys.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Well, this has been a fun show today. We got a lot covered and nothing accomplished.
Right.
That's about how it went. All right. Well, I have to say that the language was inappropriate, and you should not refer to any reporter like that, no matter what network they work for. I mean, you can have your own opinions, but not near a mic.
I forgot what the word was.
I don't know. We can't probably say it on the air.
Probably.
All right. We're done for the day. Scott Spears heading for the dugout, and Glenn Coble up next with Dr. Feynman.
From Community Christian Fellowship, I am the host of the Pastor Spot here at the radio station. We are on live Friday mornings at 11:15. It is replayed Wednesday at 3 o'clock and also Sunday morning at 8 o'clock. Also, at 12:15 on Sunday mornings, we have the message from Community Christian Fellowship, and that plays live on Sunday morning at 12:15. Also, we'd like to let you know that we invite you and would love to have you come to the church. We are a Bible-teaching, Bible-believing church that is very, very much focused on outreach and reaching outside of the church and loving those around us. Our service time